Hello, guys. Happy Friday. Welcome to another episode of Steak and Eggs. Episode 61. We're getting up there, Jesus Christ. I'm Emmy, and I'm joined by my friends, Techie and Asmin, as usual. And a lot has been happening. We didn't really get to talk last week about like Elden Ring DLC and some other stuff because we filmed the special. But we're going to catch up on all that today, as well as things that happened this past week. And yeah, it's been a fucking lot.
What have you been up to?
I finally started the DLC. I liked it. I've been seeing some of the interesting situations with other creators happening.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Damn, that's nuts. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty pissed off. I'm not going to lie, man.
Yeah. Which thing?
About the Elden Ring DLC. I don't give a fuck about the other creators. I want to talk about Elden Ring for a while.
Yeah.
Emmy shit on Mesmer.
Yeah.
I fucking did.
Like, obliterated it.
Nice.
Wasn't even close. Did in like, what, 20 attempts?
No, it was like 40.
Oh.
Yeah, not that crazy.
40's still pretty good. I think I did like 80, 90.
Yeah.
My problem was...
My chat said you did like almost 200 before you quit. Is that true?
Well...
That probably... It could be 180, 190.
Well, yeah. I don't know. You know, after the first 10, it just kind of all blurs together.
No, I get that.
It makes me so mad watching other people's runs and them saying, this person did it in this. And then I watch how the other person did it in this. And every playthrough is so fucking different. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
True, yeah.
Like, for example... I did a Mesmer at, I believe, 6 Skadoo Tree. What's it called? Skadoo Tree?
Shadow Tree.
Wait, Shadow Tree?
Yeah, it was just, they confirmed that's actually how it's pronounced.
Oh, okay,
it's
Shadow
not
Tree.
Skadoo?
I thought that too.
It's Shadow Tree?
Okay, yeah, I mean.
It's been confirmed.
That's okay. So fucking yep. dumb.
It
that's
is
dumb
as shit.
Just spell it the normal way.
Yep.
Skadoo, Shadow, what?
They're stupid.
If you say it really stupid, it sounds like that.
But yeah, yeah. I did it at 6. Russell did it at 4.
Oh boy.
Russell clapped it somehow. Well, what was yours? Were you at 8?
Something like that. Yeah, I've been exploring a lot.
Yeah.
I did the sunflower first too.
Yeah, Russell beat Mesmer while only finding 4 of the Skidoo trees.
Yeah.
And you beat it at what? Level 50 with full armor, level 800?
I don't even know. Honestly, like,
you know what makes me so mad about you, Zach? Let me tell you what makes me so fucking mad.
The fact that I'm going to make another build and do it even easier.
No, because you do this shit that if I were to do, everybody would call me a pussy. And you do it and they're like,
no, they are calling me a pussy. No, I see it in my chat. She's like, oh, she better not do some of that cringe shield shit Asmin did.
Okay, well, my chat fucking loves
it
you.
It works.
Though. My chat loves you because my chat's like, oh, dude, he's so based for doing that.
He's so good.
He's so cool. And I'm like, guys, please, for the love of God. And then I'm going in at like, you know, barely 140, like 5, 6 blessings. If he grabbed me, I died immediately.
Yeah.
If I got hit by 2 abilities, I died immediately.
That happened to me too. If he grabbed me, I died immediately.
Well, that's not the playthrough I saw, but I mean, if you want to claim that, sure.
I'm so mad.
And then I was very mad.
Yeah.
I was playing League with my friends, and I had Emmy's just her chat pulled up because I wasn't gonna watch that shit. You know what I mean? I got time for that.
You're busy.
Had her chat pulled up, and then all of a sudden, I just see her chat freaking the fuck out, and I'm like, don't.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. I'm like, just tell me she got to phase 2, and I tabbed, and I got so. Fucking mad. Then I check my DMs and I'm immediately getting shit talked by Emmy, which is just so
That's
good.
Not true.
Is that
wow.
not true?
No,
wow,
remember,
that's fucked up.
No, I can
that
prove this.
Okay.
He messaged me first. He said,
did I?
Yes, you did.
What
Hold,
did I
let
say?
Me pull it up.
Have I gaslit myself? You shit talked me somewhere. It was either our DMs or the Steak and Eggs DMs.
It was the Steak and Eggs DMs.
Steak and Eggs DMs.
I saw it. That's okay, because I know it.
Okay, good.
Yep, he messaged me first. And he said, do not start talking shit because you beat Mesmer that quick. You got lucky and you know it.
So true.
And that's because you did. Because everybody knows phase 2 Mesmer, snake, stab, spears. That move is bullshit. That move is fucking
I had no problem with it.
Okay, I learned it after like 20 tries.
But no, also, I just blocked it.
Okay.
I don't even know what he does.
You know what happens if one snake hit me? I
no.
died. If I got hit by a single snake, I was dead.
Wow.
I think I'm just a
that
bitch.
That sucks.
I think I'm being a petty
Maybe
bitch.
Maybe if you were good, you'd build better and
yeah.
that would happen.
Dude, so true. I think I need to just let my ego go. and just use something better. Because I'm still just using, I'm using an unsheath build.
Okay.
When there's dual great Katanas, I could literally go 5x my damage at the same level if I just change my weapon. I'm going to just do it.
I don't know if that's really what's holding you back. I'm not sure. Yeah.
What do you think's holding me back?
I mean, you're getting hit by stuff. You can't be getting hit by stuff.
I should just shield it, huh?
Yeah, just put a shield on. It's easy.
I'm not going to lie. Your gameplay, like the playthrough, it looks so cool. It's like, block. Bob stagger. It's so sick.
I was worried I was going to kill the final boss on my first try.
Yep.
I was really worried. I was like, if I do this, people are going to actually hate me.
Yep.
Go. Yeah, no, I changed the build and like now it's just like, honestly, I'm doing a replay of Elden Ring and like, it's like every single build that I've played besides my first build is so much easier.
What are you going?
Oh, I'm just using Faith. Yeah. And you just kill the boss before it does anything.
That's so sick.
There it is.
What's the build? My homie, his name is Zizix. He's doing a druid build. Whatever the fuck that means.
A druid build?
Yeah, he's doing this move where he goes like, doom, doom, and it releases like 1,000 spears at the same time. And then it flies into them all at the same time. And if they're big boss, instead of hitting him one time, it hits him 5 times.
That's probably like a Radahn ability, right? I mean, like, I don't know.
It might be.
Yeah, because that seems like his attack.
Yeah, and it rots him too.
I don't even know.
Yeah, it rots him.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit looks nasty, bro. The more builds I look at Elden Ring, because I've played so simplistic since day one, Dark Souls.
Yeah.
First, I played, what's it called, Wretch? Wretch with a club.
Okay.
That's it, right? Because the club had like S scaling once you got it to max refinement back in Dark
Souls. Fire damage or something component to it, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, and Dark Souls 2, I know I've played that game. I swear to God,
Are you going to get into this like weird thing where like you think that you played Dark Souls 2 5 times, but you don't remember playing it?
I know I've played it the most out of every Dark Souls. I just don't remember it.
That's sad.
That makes no sense.
I know. I need to play it again just to remember. I'm telling you. If I go back and I play Dark Souls 2, I'm going to know every single fucking fight because I've played that game hundreds of times.
Okay, name 5 fights.
Oh, there's the big sweep.
Big sweep.
No, you gotta do
it. Well, no, because that's what I would call him, right? Because he'd be big and he had arms and he goes, here comes the big sweep. And then he does that with his arm. You gotta run around. That's a fight, right? That's a fight, right?
It is.
Yeah, it's definitely
the
a fight.
Old Iron King. Yeah. And the Iron Keep sweep. After Smelter Demon.
Yep. Yes. And then there's this lava guy in the lava zone, big demon. And you knock him off the platform and then he's in the lava and then he's slamming his tentacles on you. That's the thing. I'm telling you, that's the thing. And that's got to be a thing.
Maybe I forgot a boss.
Okay.
And yeah, then, I don't know.
Is that Souls 3?
No, and then there's a big well that you have to get a ring from, and if you drop down, then you get like a cat ring, and then that reduces the fall damage. Then when you fall down, you don't die or something like that.
He is... Not completely.
That's the starting area, though.
Yes.
Yeah, the starting area.
You have to buy the ring in order to go down the well.
Yeah, and then there's the overworld, and then there's the knight who's overlooking the horizon who lets you join his covenant if you go to talk to him. I'm telling you, I've played it, Asmund.
Okay. Yeah, All right, fine.
I'm telling you. I don't remember anything about it other than and there's Ninja Turtles in the game, too. At some point, there's Ninja Turtles.
You're right.
Yeah, Ninja Turtles.
That's true.
Yeah, then Dark Souls 3, I quit. But I could go beat it back if I wanted to.
What did you quit on with that?
The last fight I did was in the room with the giant ballistas, and then you fight this really old demon who's like half tree.
Damn! So you fucked
Wait,
up
that
early.
Guy?
That's early. That's bad. Ooh, that's bad.
Yeah, but I didn't quit because I was bad. Because I beat him. Right, I just quit because I was busy with the night doing other things.
So you've beaten only like 2 Souls games because you haven't beat Elden Ring.
Well, yeah, but beat Bloodborne.
I beat Bloodborne.
Oh yeah.
You did not beat Sekiro, did you?
I'm on the final boss.
So you didn't beat it. Okay. All right, that's what I thought.
I could go beat it.
But you didn't. Though.
Yeah, but I will.
But you didn't.
But Dark Souls, true, I didn't. Yeah. But I beat Elden Ring twice.
Okay.
And I beat Dark Souls 1 like 18 fucking times.
Right.
And let's be real, during the Drunk Souls tournament at Soda Poppins, I was also the best player there by far. I wasn't even close.
That's why I didn't show up. I didn't want to...
Embarrassment?
I didn't want to ruin... I didn't want to ruin it for everybody else.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love these games so much, man. They've made me so happy.
I don't know. Like, I mean, for me, I've been playing like these Dark Souls games. I play the mods even. Like, I'll go back and like play other versions of it. Like, somebody made a Bloodborne mod for Elden Ring.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Really?
I don't even know. Yes, it is. So like one of the abilities, this dude added a weapon in
and it's a fucking bicycle wheel. And you get in the wheel and you start spinning.
That's awesome.
And then you just knock everybody over and it does a bleed proc. So you're just bleeding them, killing everything, and you're a wheel on fire.
That's so sick.
And that's it. You just like you're driving over people.
That's awesome.
Yes, it's amazing. And they had like 10 other weapons like that too.
Have you seen the Marika mod?
Queen Marika mod?
Yeah.
I'm interested in that.
Huge tits.
That's what I thought.
It's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
It makes every cutscene so much better. I need to download the show. So why is Marika a dude?
That's just she turns into Radagon. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I got it spoiled for me because I mean you can't like really avoid it when
it's just what happens.
Yeah, but like, so why is Radon Mikula's consort when they're like. They're like gay brothers.
Yeah.
Well, that's just the way
it
is.
No, but like who decided that? Was it them or was it like something else?
I think it was them. It was like them choosing that.
Wait, then what happened to Moog?
Moog was framed. He was actually framed.
By Radon?
No, by Mikula.
No.
Wait, for what?
I think he was like mind controlled into taking Mikula.
And texting minors on Twitch?
And people thought that he was like a pedo or a weirdo, but it turned out that it was not his fault.
Uh-oh.
And so this is, by the way, this is Moog, the Lord of Blood. I'm not talking about somebody else.
Okay.
Moog, it wasn't his fault.
Okay.
And so anyway, yes, that's basically what happened.
Okay, also,
so Mikula mind-controlled Moog to take him away.
That's my understanding, yeah.
And then, but I haven't it watched was the actually one hour video so that he could get married to Radon, who's his gay half-brother.
I don't know all the details.
Okay.
Yeah, I just don't know yet. I haven't watched everything.
Here's something else you don't know. Guys, I got Asmin what I consider the peak normie drink from Starbucks. There's no caffeine, it's just juice.
What's the point?
It's just
so it says the first sip feeling.
It's a dragon drink.
John T.I. dragon drink. What does T.I. mean?
This could kill him.
It's John Tecton.
There's no way he's ever had dragon fruit in his life.
It's John Tecton Ignatius. Spin it a little bit. Spin it a little bit. I just want to say, can you spin it for him, Emmy? He doesn't know how to do it.
What do I
do?
There you go. Like, do that.
Oh.
Okay, well.
I get it.
All right. Yeah.
I just have never done. I don't do this. Yeah. Right?
So this
you never need to do this with soda.
So this is dragon fruit, and it's one of my favorite drinks.
It's not dragon fruit. Well, I'll tell you that.
It's trying
no
hard
fucking
to be.
Where the fuck are the dragons?
Yeah, you're right.
It's not dragon. Wait, what is this? Okay, so you want me to drink it?
Yeah, just take a sip. Take a big sip. That way you know. I'm curious if you like it or not. What do you think?
Yeah.
It's pretty good, right? It's very refreshing.
It's all right.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, it's like, yeah, it's all right. I mean, is it better than Dr. Pepper?
No, it's also six times the price. $6, Asma.
What the?
$6.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I know.
This is amazing.
Yep.
$6.
And they buy it up.
Shit.
Them white girls, man, they go there.
Yeah.
Slurping that shit down.
Too much money.
I know.
That's why the terrorists hate us.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
What's up, Punchies, and welcome to Season 2, which is our biggest update yet. First up, Rumble Runs. Queue up for a Rumble Run and go on a run of multiple game modes and rounds against the same group of players in a Grand Prix-style competition. After each round, the lowest scoring players get cut, narrowing down the match. For the final round, all scores are wiped, and it's a winner-take-all Punch Royale. Next is the highly requested tournaments. Bind to the tournament, queue up, and compete to place for big rewards. Playing in tournaments earns you progress on a brand new seasonal tournament track, which lets you win the exclusive Jester Hat and Frosty, the baby ice dragon emote. Now, Season 2. We've got a brand new Rumble Pass with 3 times more cosmetics than Season 1, and an even better price for both Super and Super Plus. Grab the Super Plus Rumble Pass and get all these cosmetics, including Blazy. And that's it for Season 2. We've got a ton more stuff planned, so let us know in Discord or on social what you'd like to see next in Rumble Club. And we'll see you in the arena.
When you brought us into IKEA last week, which, by the way, great episode. Thank you guys for supporting that one. That one was fucking awesome. Oh, by the way, did you get the bed?
This Wednesday.
It's coming in?
No, I'm going to get it on Wednesday.
Let's go.
That's right.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. That's huge. Yeah, I do think we as Americans, we have too much.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it's like if you need to get like storage containers to fit all your storage containers, at that point, it's time for something to go wrong.
I agree.
It is. It is. And that's just the way it is. Like I went to IKEA and there was so much shit there that nobody should ever fucking need. Like, what is this? What is all this stuff?
I know.
It's so weird. I don't know, man.
You didn't even get your pillow.
They took it away from me.
The one thing you wanted, they took away, which was so
welcome
funny.
To the story of my life.
Yeah. Oh, no,
oh,
dude.
Yeah. So sad.
Yeah, so...
I like going to IKEA. I'm going to be real. I said it today on my stream. The food sucked.
It does.
It sucked.
I kind of liked it.
You know the bag they gave me?
The bag?
The little thank you for going to IKEA? Yeah. I got the bag. I opened it up on my stream today. You know what was in it?
What?
Crayons. They probably taste better than the food. And they also gave me a coloring book. I guess they probably looked at me. They thought I was autistic. And so they said, oh, you need an adult coloring book.
Y'all don't fuck with cafeteria food. Did you like school lunches growing up?
I did. And you know what? The school lunches were infinely better than that shit.
Here's the difference.
It depends. Some of them were good. Some of them were terrible.
The problem with that comparison is when I was a kid, did I like kid food? Yes, of course. But now I'm an adult and I don't like fucking garbage baby food. Those meatballs were terrible. I actually lost respect for you that day. I mean, I did.
Really? The meatballs were okay. Yep.
I liked the meatballs.
Yeah, they were
all
right.
When I said I liked the food, I didn't mean like I thought it was amazing or I'd like want to eat there all the time.
I will say that looks pretty good.
No. Yeah, it looks good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's because it's made out of plastic.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think the meatballs were actually quite okay.
They're right.
But the chicken, so like... I swear to God, I have microwaved KFC and it was better than that shit.
Yep.
It was awful. It was so bad. The mashed potatoes, it's like you think about, it's like this is the kind of food they make you eat to punish you. It's like this is like if you're in prison and they're not going to give you any good food, that's what it is.
Why did nobody tell me how much of a douchebag I look like?
Well, you look
fine.
I
thought you knew.
okay. Yeah. My problem is that, I mean, you were someone who I respected for your palate, because you enjoy sushi. You enjoy uni. And now that I know that you also enjoy meatballs and that plastic-ass garbage, man.
So it means like you should just like anything, so it doesn't really matter what you like?
Yeah, is that exactly.
It? Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
I'm just happy to be alive and eating food.
There it is.
That's right. Absolutely.
I mean, I ate the chicken too, but it's like, man, the chicken, did you go to high school or middle school in Texas?
Yes,
I did.
Do
you remember the chicken tenders? Bro, that shit was so fucking good.
My problem is, I had a car very early on.
What, did you have a car at 15 or 14?
Yes, I did have a car at 15.
What about 14?
You had a car at 15?
15 and a half, yes.
What kind of car? Was it a nice car?
Chevy Spark.
Wait, no, that's not true.
I borrowed my brother's Hyundai Accord while he was in Afghanistan.
That's a nice
so I had
car.
His to borrow. And then when I turned 17, I got a Chevy Spark. So I would just ditch school and I would drive and get food somewhere else or go back home and get food and then come back. So I barely ever ate cafeteria food.
Well, it was fucking delicious. You missed out.
Nah.
The chicken tenders and mashed potatoes here, I remember that
Did
was
Did you
like,
guys have those pizzas that were like microwaved
squares?
In the bag?
The squares?
Squares.
Yeah, we had the pizza squares.
Were they good or bad? Shit.
They're disgusting.
Oh. Yeah, so my school had these like, they would come in these like microwave bags. Those were amazing.
Yeah.
Then they switched to the squares and those were awful. Then they're like, oh, we're going to start having pizza delivered. Like
we did
actual
that.
Pizza.
Yeah,
No. And we were like, oh my God, that's so awesome. It was this like disgusting, dry, like gluten-free, like fat-free pizza. It was so disgusting.
That's
the biggest
nasty.
Letdown ever.
What so the fuck? I'm gonna tell you guys a millionaire take.
Okay.
This is crazy because I just remembered this. So my high school would also, it was a private school because I got kicked out of the public school.
Why'd you get kicked out?
I've told you this before, but it's because my Spanish teacher was racist, right? And then my science teacher assaulted me in ninth grade, right? And so I was like, okay, well, can't go there anymore. But I went to a different school. And they had fancy nights. And like twice a month, they would get like gourmet chefs. I'm not even kidding you. To cook us chicken Devon and beef stroganoff. And that's
I love beef stroganoff.
Dude, that was fire,
it's like
bro.
Beef, mushrooms, and like a sauce on top of like noodles
Did
or
y'all
rice.
Get those milk cartons?
We had milk cartons.
We would throw those at people like grenades.
Did that, the pizza looks nasty.
Have y'all ever gone back to your high school since you left it?
I have never been to my high school. No. I didn't even go to graduation.
Oh, shit.
I didn't go to graduation. I loved high school, by the way.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't need to go to graduation. I don't want to have to fucking deal with this bullshit.
So we should go back.
I should go back to my high school.
We should go back. You should show us the halls.
No way.
Really?
Not a chance.
That's a terrible idea.
Nope, absolutely not.
Why?
That's a terrible idea.
Well, I don't tell people where I went to high school at. Oh. You know, that's the real reason, right?
Oh, okay.
That was part of my life. It was a great time. I loved it. I enjoyed it. It's over, and that's how it is.
We'll go to my high school.
Oh, boy.
Yep. I love it, dude.
Why?
It was so good because every teacher was horrified of me.
Yeah?
It was awesome. Because
do you think they'll still remember you if you go back?
Oh, yes, they will.
Oh, there he is.
I'm telling you, man, like, I left a fucking impact. All of them have kept up to date with what I've been doing on content creation, too.
Really? Yeah.
Yes, they're very sweet. I love them very much. I had a great high school. I was a bitch, though. I was definitely a fucking bitch.
Did you have a lot of teachers that got fired?
Yeah, for doing weird shit.
Same.
Yep.
And teachers who didn't get fired, who probably should have been fired.
Yep. Oh, that's crazy. I had a teacher that like dated his students while they were in high school. I had another like...
Dude, my principal, and this is like a known thing too, like all the other teachers like hated him, but for some reason like he never got fired. He was married to a former student.
Oh my God, what the fuck? That's insane.
Yeah.
That's weird as fuck.
It's fucking weird.
I also had this history teacher where whenever he would discipline anybody and like yell at them, he would put them on his lap.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Wait, like they'd sit or like they'd be laid over?
He'd be like, sit on my lap.
What if they were fat?
Oh, well.
Well, they never got in trouble for some reason.
Yeah. Also, my school had like no fat people besides me.
That's smart.
Yeah, besides me. Yeah.
Well, did you not sit on the lap?
Well, no. I just nobody could tell me what to do.
Yeah.
Right? I was quite literally untouchable. I think that's where I got my massive ego from.
Yeah.
Because, like, everybody in my school was a bitch, bro. It was awesome. I loved it. And then, I thought both my brothers were dead, and my mom was out of the picture, and my dad was in jail. So, like, they couldn't tell anybody that I was doing anything wrong.
Right.
So they just kind of had to, like, deal with it. And my dad already paid tuition, so they couldn't kick me out. So I was like,
hey, we got this guy, this idiot here.
Straight up. Dude, I was like Batman. Even my buddies, just being in association, they become just so much more horrible people, bro. Oh, my God. I don't miss it because I do think my life is now the best it's ever been. But fuck, high school was awesome. Besides ninth grade, public school was horrifying.
I loved being at a low working class neighborhood, ghetto high school, public school, like every ratchet, ghetto, trashy thing you can think of, we were doing it.
Yep.
It was so fun.
What is the worst part of going to high school in y'all's memory?
Like, waking what's up early.
Waking up.
Yeah.
Dude, I had a school that started at 7 a.m.
Oh my God.
High school?
Most start at like 8 or 9, right?
Yeah.
Mine started at 7 a.m.
Well, we would wake up at 7:30 in the morning to play Halo for an hour before school.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, we'd be up early.
Yeah, no, my school started at 7.
I would wake up early to play Yu-Gi-Oh! With my neighbor. That shit was fucking dope.
Well, yeah, we'd play Magic the Gathering whenever we got to school.
I wasn't that cool yet. Actually, no, you're older than me, so that's why you played Magic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was playing the little kiddie shit. I didn't really get into Magic until Return to Ravnica, but I always dabbled in it. For me, it's probably...
I always really appreciated the Yu-Gi-Oh! Kids in my school because even though we played Magic, we knew that there was one group of people that were even bigger losers than us. So thanks.
Yeah, man. I got you, bro. I really didn't like the cafeteria. I hated the cafeteria. I hated having to decide where to sit. It's still something as an adult I just don't enjoy.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why.
You didn't have your designated spot.
Well, the problem is when somebody would take my designated spot or like weird
people.
That didn't
happen at my school. Just everyone knew where they were fucking sitting.
Well, you never had somebody where like they knew you were going to sit there. So they made sure to sit there so they could sit next to you.
Yeah, but it's like I'm still going to sit in my spot.
Oh, yeah, I would. I'm like, oh, see, my problem is that if I walk into a house, this is why I don't do parties. I do get-togethers. If I walk into a house and there's one person near me that I don't like, I fucking can't not just be pissed off the whole time. I am so bad at doing that, dude.
It sounds weird, but I never really had a lot of enemies or anything like that. There wasn't even anybody that I disliked.
Yeah.
There were people that disliked me, but it wasn't people that I disliked.
Was it because they were stupid or did they have a reason?
Well, both. Yeah. They were stupid and I gave them a reason.
What'd you do?
Oh, it depends, right?
Okay.
I mean, oh yeah, there were just tons of things I would do.
I'm trying really hard to think of a single really bad thing I did. And besides like vandalizing the school.
Well, it wasn't like really anything like, I wasn't like bullying, right? Or anything like that. I was just being slightly obnoxious.
Yeah.
You vandalized the school?
Yeah, I would get a slingshot and take paintballs and just fling them on the inside of the school. Shit was awesome.
Our favorite thing to do was I would go and like one of the last periods, I would get a Powerade bottle and I would drink the entire thing. And then we'd wait for our bus. No, I'd wait for our bus at the bus stop. And at the time that we'd wait for the bus, I would fill the Powerade bottle back up with rocks. And then I would take the Powerade bottle full of rocks onto the bus. And then we'd take the rocks out one at a time and throw them at people and like cars on the way home.
I would hate your
ass. That was my favorite thing to do.
Dude, I'm telling you. But driving a car with a slingshot with paintballs was awesome.
I know.
Like going 70 and like popping the street signs. Man, dude. Oh, fuck. That was good. I don't know why I stopped doing
that. Didn't you get into any crazy shit whenever you were in high school?
No, look at her, man.
Come on.
Not like that,
Come on, something.
I mean, I had a bunch of stupid fucking friends, but the
Did you do drugs in high school at least?
No.
Okay. Wow.
I did.
Wait, did you?
No, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely not. Oh. It's disgusting.
No, I did marijuana a couple times. Fucking horrible every time.
Smoked weed twice. I didn't like it both times. I said, okay, that's enough.
Straight up, yeah. It sucks. I don't get what people see in it.
What was the worst thing you did?
The worst thing I did? Probably just like stupid shit. Like I had this friend where we would climb up onto their roof, like a two-story house, and then jump from the second story onto their trampoline. But it's not that bad.
Ooh,
but it was, we would bounce so high. Oh my God.
That's crazy.
I never vandalized or anything.
Have you ever been to anything redneck parallel, like a county fair?
Yeah, she was. She went to UFC.
Oh
yeah, I went to UFC, and then I'm from Kansas, so there would be fucking I don't even know what they're called, like those like animal shows where all the farmers come with their fucking cows and their rabbits and goats and shit.
Can you smell it right now? Yeah,
that's
I know, right?
It's nasty.
It's so vivid. Have you ever wrestled a pig?
No.
Okay. You ever done greased up hog wrestling?
No, of course not.
Okay, I'm thinking I might drop $10,000 and get like a county fair to come down here.
You want to do hog wrestling?
Yeah, hog wrestling, watermelon eating, man. Get like a Ferris wheel, make our own county fair. Oh, that sounds like so much fun, man. I think like one day, kind of like Wild West, but one fucking day.
Yeah.
I feel like that'd be so fun, man. I miss those days. I was Shenandoah County watermelon eating champion when I was in third grade for my age, of course.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I was also really good at backstroke as well in third grade. I peaked in third grade, I'll be real.
Damn.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago, huh?
Yeah. Third grade, and now I'm 30.
Yeah.
It's one of those, man.
Man, well, you know, that's just the way they go.
Yeah.
It's too bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck, now I'm reminiscing. 5 million copies of Elden Ring sold in 3 days.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I can't tell. Is the game as niche as I think, or is it actually it's mainstream?
Huge. I think that after, like, with Elden Ring, it is a mainstream game. It's a mainstream game. Now, before Elden Ring, it was niche. Like, Monster Hunter right now is still niche.
Yeah.
But, like, Elden Ring has crossed over into being mainstream, I would say.
Good.
I think so.
Good. Yeah, because I know Nier Automata, which I consider to be a pretty niche game, sold 7.7 million copies since 2014.
I feel like maybe niche to play, but I feel like everyone knew about the game because of 2B.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like literally everybody.
I feel like more people know her than the game.
Yeah, I bet a lot of people don't even know where she's from.
You know what's crazy? That's true. I looked into that.
Really?
Yep, I checked.
I'm
2B
not surprised.
Is far surpassed Nier Automata.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Elden Ring is fucking huge now. Like, Souls games are huge. Like, you're seeing all these other studios trying to make them. Now, finally, some of the games are coming out that are actually kind of good, which is, you know, I'm happy about that.
Like Crabstale?
Crabs, mm-hmm. Yeah. Inotria was good.
Yeah, Inotria seems good.
Yeah, there's a couple other ones,
Have y'all done your sponsor for that yet or no?
Oh, I did it. Yeah,
I did it.
What'd y'all think?
It was good.
Yeah, I'm actually glad that because I wasn't planning to play the demo, but I was actually impressed.
It was pathetic to watch Emmy play. Holy shit.
Dude, I was like, struggling.
It was bad.
My build was so fucking bad. I was like tickling the last boss. It took like...
What weapon did you use?
The worst one.
I had... I don't even remember. Was it like the Bloodborne looking cleaver?
It was like a one-handed weapon, sword, something like that.
I don't remember.
Did you use the greatsword?
Of course.
It's so fucking good.
It was so good.
The
it
jump
really
slam
was
insane.
Yep, there was.
Everything else sucked balls with the jump slam hit, bro.
No, I play all those games. Like, I mean, right now, there's so much of a video game overload. Like, at the time that this releases, like, you're going to have Zenless Zone Zero come out, and then First Descendant is coming out.
I'm really hoping I'm not doing a 24-hour stream when this episode comes out. Because I feel like I'm going to be.
Why? Is Zenless Zone Zero, are people still saying it's bad, or did they fix the shit?
So they fixed a lot of it. I think the game is actually going to be really good, but I think it's going to have the least content of any of the gacha games that are currently out. I want to have the game come out and beat all content within 24 hours and then drop it for 6 weeks. That's my goal. But I'm pissed because I really wanted to go to Anime Expo, but instead I'm playing this stupid fucking game. But it is what it is.
I mean, Anime Expo is the same shit every year.
Yeah,
it's
but
just
I wanna,
like you go for the experience.
I really miss my friends in LA. I really do. I haven't seen Yanners and Athol and Ross in a very long time, and I miss those guys a lot.
Oh, yeah.
It is very hard because I remember I'm very good at keeping up with people, and I'm very good at like checking in on my friends whenever I can. But like, God, if they're not in Austin, it's so hard.
It is hard to do. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've kind of realized like with friends like that, it's like they get it, and then you know you just talk again, and it's like totally fine.
Then I miss him again.
Yep.
I've never been to Anime Expo, but I've noticed that carrying around a body pillow is not as socially, wrong as it used to be. Have you ever signed somebody's body pillow while you're at Anime Expo before?
Yes.
How many?
Not a lot, like 4.
That's not too bad.
I signed somebody's boobs.
Okay.
I signed a boob as well.
I have too, but it was a guy.
Oh.
That's sick.
Yeah.
You never signed a girl's boobs?
No.
Dude, it's awesome.
99% male viewers. Yeah. Yeah, it's guys that are watching. Yeah, big fucking surprise there.
You know what's
huh?
crazy? Every girl I talk to is like, oh my God, I love Asmin so much.
Yeah, they just don't watch.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But they know you though.
Oh, they know me. Yeah, they sure do.
Dude, do you understand the effect that you have on women?
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh, okay. Because they, man, they're horrified of you, man.
I know that.
They're horrified.
They're right. Yep, they're right. Whatever it is, yep, it's probably worse.
Did you see the greatest OTK event in recent memory that happened this week?
No, I don't even know what happened.
OTK pickleball?
What the fuck?
Yep.
I don't even know what the fuck pickleball is.
It's like tennis, but for people that suck at sports, but I suck really bad at sports. So I couldn't even get a point.
Yeah, I really feel like you have no room to talk. Because out of
I just said I was bad.
Yeah, but I feel like you don't have the right to decide that. I feel like I have the right to decide that.
What?
She's so bad, she doesn't even have the right to know that she's
bad.
Yeah,
you just don't get it. Like, bad doesn't touch it, you know? Like, bad is like when you go to a restaurant, you get a burger and it's like kind of overdone. You're like, oh, this doesn't taste good. This shit tastes pretty bad. Like, you're like a rotten ass patty.
Like, I just have no interest in sports whatsoever. Never have.
I don't think it's...
I didn't even go to a school that had sports.
Yeah, I mean, that's just to the surprise of no one. I mean, you were the worst sports player I've ever seen in my whole life.
I mean, I did my best, you know?
Your best was fucking pathetic.
Well, who won?
Me.
Oh, okay. Wow.
The problem is the tournament was stupid. The tournament
was
stupid.
True. He didn't win.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
But I should have won. And let me tell you why. Let me tell you why I should. And you tell me where I'm wrong. There's 3 other teams I have to fight.
Yeah.
Beat the first one. Beat the second one.
Okay.
Beat the third one. I beat them all. I was undefeated. Never lost. Crushed them. All of a sudden, I have to do a bonus round. Only team in the whole tournament that has to do a bonus round.
I hate formats like that. The same should happen to me in the Street Fighter tournament.
Yep.
I should have won that.
Hey, Emmy, I agree with you because you were the best player. Absolutely. I have to do a bonus round. First of all, my tummy hurt.
Your tummy hurt.
Yeah, and I was very sleepy and I had a headache because I already popped off. I went all out, you know, and then they got me. And the weakened husk that I was, and young Jeff bent me over and spanked my ass.
Wow. Yep. So you lost to young Jeff.
Yeah, what's crazy is I already beat him, and we beat him the first time. They got 1 point.
Yeah.
1 point out of the total 13 or 11 that they needed.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff was just too much. Because he has the God-given ability of looking so fucking cool at all times. I just couldn't predict him. He just got too good out of nowhere. And I let down Stacy, which sucks. because I haven't felt love in a long time, Asmund. But when I saw Stacy, our judge, that was a beautiful woman.
Man.
Yeah,
well, that's too bad.
Yeah, she was perfect. If you're watching this, Stacy, I do miss you. You were fantastic.
How old was she?
Like 60, 65?
Right, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she was one of them. It's very nice meeting people with that type of spirit. Just yeah. Like, I'm not even kidding. This was like the pickleball. She was like borderline sponsored.
This is like for like pickleball is like for rich old people, right? I mean, that's like kind of like what it's made for.
Yeah. The story of pickleball is that there was a bunch of millionaires, a millionaire family on the island. I shit you not. This is a real thing.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And so they took their badminton net and then they took their wiffle balls and their ping pong rackets.
What a stupid name.
Pickleball.
So stupid.
Yep. And then they just started going at it and they accidentally created a new sport. I think it is the best sport ever made. Here's why. It has the lowest barrier to entry by far. And the cardio you do. I lost 3 pounds from that pickleball tournament in one day.
That's a lot. That's like a lot of work.
There's no way.
Well, the day before I was 251. The day after I was 248. I made a Twitter post about it. So maybe it was something else.
If you tweeted it, it must be true.
Yeah, there it is. I mean, shit.
Yeah. But I do think if anybody's like, oh man, I'm too fat and fucking useless to play a sport, play pickleball. Everybody can play pickleball.
Well, it doesn't make sense though. You said it's a bunch of cardio and then you said fat people can do it. That's okay, not so here's the thing.
All right, let me explain how both universes can exist.
Okay.
One player pickleball, one-on-one, lots of cardio. Four player pickleball, you're not even moving.
Okay.
Yep. Because
sure, I get it.
You just have your own sector.
You're standing in your spot.
Yep. Sit down.
Yeah, I get it.
Where are you going? Good.
What?
Good. Emmy was fucking terrible at pickleball, and I just really want to acknowledge that because she's better than me at video games, which makes me very angry.
Well,
we can't all be perfect. Yeah, Tectone, you know. So.
Yeah. And I lost to Extra Emily, too, which, man, that sucked ass.
Damn, bro. Like, so you didn't even get second place.
No, I did.
Okay.
Yeah, it was Young Jim and Extra Emily on the same team. It was me and Jimmy.
Oh, okay. I understand now.
Yeah. But I wish you were there, man. Would have been good.
I've been very busy. I've been busy playing video games, and that was about it. Like, I also was rewatching. So, I got this thing where I was watching anime, and I kept feeling like I would want to get on my phone. Like, I would just like get on my phone during the episode.
Yeah,
and
I do the same shit.
Right, I also do the same shit.
And I thought, I'm like, oh my god, am I turning into a zoomer? Oh my god, like, what's wrong with me? Is there like some sort of a problem? And then I started watching Free Ren again, and I didn't do that with my phone at all. So actually, the problem was the whole time, I was just looking at shitty anime.
I was on my phone the whole time for Free Ren.
Really?
It is so fucking boring, dude.
Well, that was the opposite for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's my problem. I think this is actually what the problem is with anime. I don't necessarily think that it's bad for a new viewer, but I think for people like us who have already seen it all, there's nothing that really surprises us.
What do you mean?
When was the last time you, like, what was the last, oh man, that caught me off guard in a story moment that you've had?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I feel like it happens sometimes, sure.
I honestly can't remember the last time anything surprised me in any narrative whatsoever.
I don't know. For me, it's Invincible, but that's not an anime.
Yeah. I feel like anime, a lot of them are the fucking same. It's like, you know, the moment you've seen one shonen, you've seen every shonen.
Okay.
They are this guy, the main character can never die.
Right, he just gets more powerful. I mean, Dragon Ball Z just dies, but he never really dies. Yeah. Yep.
But even Vinland Saga. Like, Vinland Saga is my favorite anime of all time.
Yeah.
And there was something, the moment I picked it up, there's a character in the show where I'm like, okay, this guy's going to die 100%. And I hate when I know that. I hate when I'm like, okay, oh man, we're really getting to know this guy. Oh man, this moment's really going to hurt. Thankfully, they get it over really quick. Like, oh, man, he's dead. Thank God. Because that's what I hate even more. But I do think... the last time an anime ever caught me off guard was Vinland Saga. And if you've seen this show, everyone knows this moment as one of the most impactful moments ever in anime. The finale of season one, where one of the main characters is presented with a choice, and the choice that he made shocked me. And even thinking about it again gets me so excited just to watch that show again. But Dan, that's the last time I was shocked, 100%. Season one, finale, Vinland Saga, which I'm hoping, have you guys seen that yet?
I have not.
I keep meaning, but I keep forgetting.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I watched half of the first season, and then I kind of trailed off.
That's the best anime ever made, man. It's so good.
I heard it was very good. Every episode did continue to get better.
Yeah.
I liked it. I get so obsessed with playing video games. That's like what I fucking do. like POW World came out with an update. I've been playing the POW World update.
Oh, yeah, what did they add? Just more characters?
Yeah, more pals to capture. More I've already caught them all. Except for I think two. They're like you have to breed them against each other.
How many do they add?
Like 20 maybe? Something like that. Yeah, it's a pretty good amount.
I'm 1,000,000% burnt as fuck.
With games?
Oh, I'm burned out on everything, bro.
Why?
I just really value time face to face with people now.
I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't. But I really enjoy face-to-face time with people. Uh-huh. And I'm just trying to get it all out of my system so I can go back to doing my job. But right now, dude, I fucking can't do it, dude. I streamed for 2 hours today and I was like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
2 hours?
I have to see some real people?
Yes.
I've been streaming like crazy. It's been a lot. I've been keeping the same schedule. Things have been going very well for me. So yeah. I'm sure I'll ruin them soon enough. Don't worry.
Yeah, I really hope you ruin your schedule.
You'll be going live at 10 p.m. soon.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You should go back to 2 p.m., 4 p.m.
2 p.m., you think so?
I think so.
Really?
That would be awesome. Yeah. Dude. Because, dude, I'm like, oh, fuck, Zach's live. God damn. God, like, I can't wake up earlier, man. I can't because the problem is I have people who I really want to hang out with, but they stay up so fucking late. It's miserable because I'm supposed to wake up at 8 a.m., but I can't because then I have to choose, okay, do I stream or do I get to talk to my friends? And I fucking can't do it. So I'm waking up at 10 a.m. right now, which makes me feel like a useless sack of shit.
Well, I usually wake up kind of early and then I just get up and I just stream and that's it. You know, I don't really worry about
it. What time are you going to bed?
I don't know, like two or three.
Damn.
Wait, so you sleep like 6-7 hours usually?
I usually sleep at least 7. Like, I have to sleep 7 hours. If I sleep less than 7 hours, I'm dysfunctional.
How do you guys feel about the current state of Twitch? Do you think there's like the same amount of people on the platform currently, or do you think it's kind of dying off currently?
I don't know. I mean, for me, there's been a lot more people that have been
watching.
It's
also been great for me.
Well, it's also summer, and Twitch usually dips a little bit in the summer.
Does it?
Because people are actually going outside.
That's whenever I get more viewers.
Yeah. Yeah, because for me, Twitch has been doing very well. But I've noticed a lot of my peers, like in the gacha category, I shit you not, people that were once getting like 2-3K are getting like 900, 800
viewers.
Because
they're boring. That's why. They're boring and they're not doing anything interesting. Like whenever a new game comes out, people will be excited and they'll want to watch content creators that are exclusive to that game because they'll want to have the specialized knowledge and information about it. But then once people have kind of already reached that plateau of information or just simply interest in the information, then they'll move back to people that are more personality driven. That's why you see people like at the very beginning of like a new patch or something of a game, like you'll see the people that are really popular in that community like, you know, pop off and then they'll fall off as well because it's like people just come there for the information and then after they get that, they go watch something that's more entertaining.
Yeah, I have never heard more gacha creators recently say that they want to quit than...
Why do you think they want to quit?
So I think that their job is finally becoming difficult.
Uh-oh.
Because
here we go.
They can't just cover Genshin anymore because Genshin analytics are fucking dead in the fucking dirt. And now they have to cover Honkai. And they have to cover Wuthering Waves. They don't want to because they don't like them.
Why would they not like them?
Well, first of all, I've covered a game for two and a half years that I fucking hated. Just because
I did it for 7. Yeah.
Because guys, you're playing fucking video games, right?
Right.
And if you play a game that you don't like that can garner success in the future, playing a game that you do like, I think that's very worth it. And I think we should be grateful for the opportunities that we fucking have because we could be working at fucking Wendy's. And that sounds like a very different, not because it's bad.
And complain. Nobody gives a fuck. It doesn't matter if you work at Wendy's, you're a streamer or anything. Nobody cares about your problems.
True.
Yep.
I absolutely agree. But now with games like Azure Pamelia, Project Mugen, which I think is getting a rename, and then Zenless Zone Zero, I think people are realizing if they don't cover the new game, then they're not going to get viewers. But the thing is, I don't think they want to cover the new game.
Why do you think they're so loyal to just doing Genshin?
Because that's where they get viewers. In any other game, they lose 40%, and they don't understand the concept of vertical growth versus horizontal growth.
Oh, so you think that they're taking a short term, like they're afraid of transitioning into being more variety.
Yes.
So they're locking themselves into just doing that one thing.
And then
they're going to like slowly die out rather than quickly die out.
And I shit you not, Asmund, I have warned all of these creators that is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
They don't listen. They say I'm attacking their career.
Ooh.
And I'm just like, bro, This is just how content creation works. If you're only known for one thing,
you're attacking their career, you're on the same side as them.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly. If you live your content, if you make your content by one game, you will die by that fucking game.
Yeah, you live and die by one game. That's what's
going to
happen.
Because Genshin's not viable because it's popular for 1 week every 10 months. Yes, Natlin is coming out, and it's going to be super epic. And then what are you going to do for 5.1, 5.2, 5.3, 5.4?
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't want to bitch about Genshin anymore. I'm free of that shit.
Well, it's just funny for me to see that, right? Because, like, there's a lot of content creators like that for WoW. And, like, the reason why they've fallen off is because they're boring and lame and like, nobody cares.
Yep.
And it's like, a lot of people don't like saying this because it's mean, but that's actually why I like saying it. And so, yeah, that's the real problem, is you see a lot of these content creators that aren't able to adapt or do anything different, and then nobody watches them. That's the way it goes.
You know, it's a really surreal feeling. I'm not sure if you guys have ever had this. Have you guys ever had a really close friend that is like your favorite person to talk to, really interesting, and then they see what you do, and they're like, oh, so you're a streamer. Do you think I should try? And then they try streaming. And they're just the most boring motherfucker on earth.
Oh, I've had friends try streaming, sure. Yeah, it's not too big of a deal.
I know.
I mean, not like some people, like it's hard to like translate it, you know, like it's a completely different style of like interacting with people.
So what is it, without saying the word mental illness, what is it do you think that makes a good streamer?
Being compelling and interesting. That's what really matters.
And how do you do that?
Well, I do that by a lot of ways.
Okay.
Like I will see these posts about myself on Twitter and it'll have like, I saw one today had 30,000 likes.
What did it say?
And it's about Asmongold fighting cockroaches and he finds out there's more of them or something like that. And it's the transition with the frenzied flame guy pulling his fucking face off. And it's like, so I'm a fucking Dark Souls boss. So I got people talking about me all the time.
Well, you're not the madness guy. You're the dung eater.
No, you haven't seen the madness guy. When you see the madness guy, you'll realize.
Oh, he hasn't seen it yet?
Yeah, he hasn't.
Why? Don't do that to me. Okay. Huh? It's real. He hasn't been there. Oh.
Why do you assume it's like a personal attack? I was saying that because I was like, oh, well, that's exciting. He'll see it. But you assume it's a personal attack about you sucking at the fucking game, which I think you need to look deep inside yourself and wonder why you think that, because it has nothing to do with me. I didn't say shit to you. You're just getting mad and thinking that I'm attacking you when I'm not.
Okay. God. I'm sorry. I take back my previous statement. Also,
current
favorite boss in Elden Ring DLC before I continue on my tangent of what makes a good streamer?
You're asking me?
Yeah, favorite boss right now.
Bale.
I'm excited to fight him. My buddy said...
He is one of, if not the best boss. He is the best dragon fight they have ever made and nothing else even comes close.
He's that good?
Nothing is even remotely close.
Best dragon fight. I think the last dragon fight I really enjoyed was probably Dark Souls 1, the dragon fight right outside of Artorias.
Calamite.
Yeah, the majority
of it's not outside of Artorias, it's down to basin below him.
Yeah. Yes. Like, yeah, down in the crevice. Yeah. Because the dragon fights do usually really fucking suck. Because I really don't like when a dragon's so big and their wing moves and it clips you and it drags you into something that you don't want to get hit by.
You're half health now, yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking terrible. What about you, Amy? What's your favorite DLC fight so far?
Okay, first of all, least favorite, fuck that stupid fucking sunflower piece of shit bullshit fucking fight. Actually the worst thing ever.
I mean, how many times do you think it took me to kill him?
Well, you were probably doing your fucking shield thing. I don't know, like two?
One.
That
is. Yep.
Oh my God.
To be fair, I went in there naked with a random weapon and I got killed and then I put the shield on and I literally RP walked through the third phase. I walk through everything and I hit him in the head and he fucking
died. Dude, you tank the fucking explosion.
I don't even know what he does.
Oh my God.
That's so cool.
Okay, but probably
that's so cool, dude.
Either Mesmer or Rolana are the best two so far, I think.
Mm-hmm. My personal favorite is the Golden Hippo.
Why would you say something so stupid?
Because you guys don't understand what it's supposed to be a reference to.
Who is it a reference to?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
How is it a reference to Sonic the
Hedgehog? Because he goes supersonic in phase 2.
He doesn't even.
He does. He gets what does he get? He gets hedgehog spikes and then he goes Super Saiyan, aka supersonic. That's why he radiates gold.
Stupid.
Oh, wait,
it's
yeah,
even
you're
worse
right.
now.
That's why it's sick. And even spins around like a hedgehog.
Stupid.
I cannot argue against that.
Yep.
You're right, although Supersonic doesn't have any projectiles he shoots out, at least not in whenever they first added him to Sonic 3.
I think he might have a beam, but I haven't seen Supersonic in a long time. I wish the Chaos Emeralds came into play, but yeah.
The hedgehog, the golden hippo fight, it's one of the worst fights I've ever done. It really is.
No, it's not.
It was impressive how fucked up it was.
How the fuck was it bad? It's so perfect. It's so easy. If you're good, you beat it. If you're bad, you lose.
What do you guys think of the dancing lion?
I thought that I killed him really fast, and then I fought him a second time, and it's like, this is like, I guess it's a spoiler, but like, they reuse the boss, and the second time...
What? Just do it again?
Yeah, did I ruin your playthrough?
No, I just... Yeah. Okay,
Oh, he will, if I didn't.
Okay.
What a fucking annoying boss. Holy shit.
Okay, it's not even like the boss being annoying. I feel like he's the first Souls design that ever actually like horrified me. Like,
really?
No other boss design I've ever been like, that actually is scary.
I thought he was
fucking
cute.
Face. He's got human teeth.
I also thought he was really cute. I thought he was adorable.
Really?
Yeah,
it reminds
like
me of
too.
It reminds me of Nina in Full Metal Alchemist.
Oh, the dog girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, I hate all the little feet and legs under the cloak. I don't know, maybe it's because I'm Chinese, so I've actually been to like dancing lion festivals. Like, I don't know, seeing like this fucking horrifying version of it in the game, I was like, nope.
I thought it was awesome.
I also thought it was awesome.
I think it's so creepy.
The true scariest mob in all of Souls history is, you're going to know the name, the little bugs that give you the curse.
Oh, you're thinking of the basilisk.
Yeah, the basilisks are horrifying.
Wait, from which game?
Dark Souls 1.
So he's thinking...
Oh,
he's
with the big eyeballs, yes. But that's fake. They yep. have real little yep. ones. I don't like those yeah. either.
And then they spit the curse on you? Fuck
yeah,
that. And
Dark Souls 2... You know what the really funny thing about the second lion is?
What? He has basilisk?
You'll find out.
Okay. We'll
what
see.
What a motherfucker.
No.
Dude, in Dark Souls 2, because I was so young back when I played it, when I would get... Unless it was Dark Souls 1, when I would get cursed by the basilisk because I was too bad to play around it, I would restart my game.
Uh-huh.
Because I didn't know how to get the curse off. And even if you die, it never leaves because it reduces your HP by 40%. So I would just restart. Is that not the most sad thing you've ever heard?
You were like 19.
Yep.
Jesus.
Yep. You know what's crazy? I even remember when I went to go buy Dark Souls 2.
Yeah?
I was in El Paso, Texas. I drove there at 2 a.m., because a chick wanted me to play video games while we talked over like Skype. And I'm like, okay, I'll go get a game.
For sure.
And then I went to go buy Dark Souls 2 when it was new, but they charged me for Dark Souls 1. So I got a $60 game for $20.
Fuck them.
Yep.
All right, not
walked
too bad.
Walked out, I even bought glasses so that way I would look cool because this chick liked glasses. Like, all right, I will play a video game wearing glasses so you can watch.
So
I
you
guess.
Were streaming back then?
I suppose I was actually.
That's
I
a good way
I
to look at it, yeah.
Yep.
Holy shit.
Man, I was a fucking loser back
was
then.
Was she
man.
Your first viewer then?
Yeah, that was my first viewer. Actually, my first viewer ever is a guy called Avatrex.
Yeah.
Shane. That's my number one DPS in any guild I ever played in World of Warcraft. Bro would watch me do anything. He was my original homie, bro. He was awesome.
That's my little brother. He would ask me to play games just so he could watch.
Brother.
He was my first viewer, brother.
Brother. Yep. He's a good dude.
My my first viewers were the ones at my high school because I would stream myself playing video games to the high school intercom system.
Yep.
Like Smash Brothers and Secret of Mana. And my first viewers complained about me, just like my current viewers.
Yeah.
And so the teachers found out that I was doing it. And like my teacher was like, yeah, we're getting calls that like you guys are just playing video games and broadcasting
awesome.
It. And everybody else in all the other classes is complaining because they can't play video games.
I remember the story.
Yeah. So sick. That was it.
So yeah, it was your classmates, yep. Random girl on Skype, and my brother, our first viewers.
Brother.
Wow.
Yeah, you don't know this, but my brother likes being my brother so much that his handle and everything is just brother.
Nice.
That's so cool.
Isn't that kind of cute?
It is very cute.
How's that not taken? I feel like that'd be taken for sure.
Oh, he uses a weird character.
Oh,
for the,
okay. Yeah. Makes sense.
So, Emmy, I want to ask you, you know, a lot of people hate you, Emmy.
Yeah.
Of course,
for what you have.
Yeah, all the things I've done.
Yeah, all the horrible atrocities you've committed. Mm-hmm. I'm curious, what do you think makes a good streamer?
What do I think makes a good streamer?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, like, Asmund's right. Like, you know, people have to be interested. But I feel like something that is, it's a lot of people, when you stream, I feel like you have to be in, like, a decent mood. Like, it's okay to, like, you know, like, watching people rage is funny. But if you can tell that someone just, like, doesn't want to be there, it's so, like, it's just, like, weird vibes.
So is that why OTK is dying? Because everybody hates their life?
I guess so, yeah.
Damn, that's rough, bro. It is nice seeing the majority of happy, energetic streamers pop the fuck
and
off
like
on
people,
Twitch.
Well, like, another thing that I've seen, especially with, like, the top streamer show we're doing, is people who, like, think that they have to be a certain way to be interesting or for people to watch them. But I think that you have to, like, be obviously authentic, you know, whatever that is, whether it's, like, chill or, like, crazy psycho. Like, it has to be authentic.
Yeah. Why do you think you're one of the number one streamers on the entire platform?
I don't know.
Because I realized it the other day. I was watching you kill R'Lana, and I realized it made sense. So why do you think?
What is the reason? What is the reason?
For Emmy?
Yeah.
Her expressions.
She doesn't even do anything.
Yeah.
She just sits there.
No, dude, I'm telling you, she looks fucking psychotic when she dies. I think it's funny as fuck. And same thing with you. What do you do?
No, I think expressions are important, you're right.
You and her expressions, best in the platform.
Yeah, but I make weird expressions because I look weird. That's the way it is. I learned this. So I'm making a character creator. I think this was in like Dragon's Dogma or something.
Yep.
And I literally, the slider bars don't go far enough to make it look like me.
Yep.
Like, I don't know what the fuck happened, but
every big streamer has, like, a formula for why, like, there's never, like, just one reason, right? But I think you're right that, like...
No, you guys both have the ability, even when you're not talking, to be able to tell a story without saying a single word. Fucked up y'all... Because, like, for example, Asmund, this thing.
Mm-hmm.
The whole fucking time, bro. It is nuts. And your eyes, Emmy, are, like, the size of fucking planets. So it's, like, looking at, like, a fucking basilisk. Oh, God. No,
dude, like, I was talking about that a while ago. My editor made, like, a short of it. Is that there's so many screenshots of me, like, where I'm not even doing anything, but I'll be, like, mid-talking. But because, like, of the size of my eyes and, like, how big my mouth gets, if I'm, like, wide-eyed and smiling, I look like those creepypasta edits just naturally.
Yep.
If I get caught at the wrong frame and I'll look at them, I'm like, fuck, man. Like,
you know who Momo is?
It's fucked up. Yeah, that's me.
Yep.
Damn. Damn.
I realize I have
or
a buff.
Jeff the Killer. That's me.
I found my bald buff, which is when I play Elden Ring and I get really angry. And, you know, thankfully, I'm very good at controlling my emotions in real life. When I play a video game, I have a very hard time controlling my emotions. I realize I now get a vein. Very big vein right here.
That's funny.
Man.
Yep. And you can see it palpably. And my chat starts going, yep, he's pissed. There it is.
It's coming on.
Yep. It oh looks my God. Nuts, bro. It looks fucking nuts. I have a graphic of myself coming out soon. With
Jesus.
That gamer stuff is coming out with the big old, oh, blur that. With my big old vein being emphasized. It makes me happy, man.
Okay.
It's good.
Mm-hmm. Well, why do you think that people like watching you then?
Oh, because I have the balls to say things that nobody else has the balls to say?
I don't know. That's what people say about me, too.
No, I think that does work because, like, I watch some, like, commentary or, like, philosophy-type YouTubers where they'll talk about, like, very abstract concepts like friendship or, like, life philosophies like absurdism or love. And, like, I notice that a lot of them now are, like, very scared of their audiences. They'll be like, by the way, guys, I'm not trying to be a life coach. This is just my opinion. I feel like it makes them so much less enjoyable to watch because, like, I just want you to say your thing.
You think the content that you're seeing is not authentic?
Yeah, I think it's better to just, like, say what you think, even if most people are going to be pissed about it, than be like, oh, like, I'm not trying to, you know? I mean, I'm very much like that. Like, I don't really like to, you know, talk about controversy or
something controversial.
For people that do. Something controversial. Yeah. I think peanut butter's fucking disgusting.
You like peanut sauce?
No.
Have you tried it?
Yes.
Where?
I sniffed it.
Did you try it?
No.
It's really good.
Are you allergic?
Like, a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's different then. If you're allergic, that's way different.
Yeah, but I'm not like...
How do you feel about men?
Seriously, men?
Yeah.
I wish I could try being one, but...
It's really hard. You have to actually work.
Yeah. It might be nice to try that, you know?
What do you think that's so different about being a man compared to a woman? I think it's fucked up that you want to be a man, low-key.
Well, haven't I said before that, like,
You want a dick or what?
No.
No, like, you see? They're not fun. You wonder why? Because you try to sleep and you can't. Because you got this big old thing that makes you uncomfortable no matter what position you're in.
I'm pretty sure girls have different things with, like, their boobs or something. I can see that being annoying, too. So it depends.
Or, like, periods.
Oh, God.
Periods are the best thing on earth.
Why?
I say this every day. You get to be a bitch for fun one day. Yeah. And nobody can say shit, dude. And you know the best thing is? You actually can be a bitch more than one day if you know more people, because then those people won't know what day it was that you were right. A bitch. Unless they start cross-referencing.
Yeah.
Yep. You said, sorry, on my period. Say whatever the fuck you want to say.
No, I feel like any time a girl's being a bitch, people are like, oh, it's because of the period. It's not like they're not being like, it's an excuse.
Maybe we hang out with different women.
Maybe.
Yep. That's just awesome, bro. It's a superpower.
Maybe they just don't like you because, like, whenever I can't even tell when my female friends are on their period because they'd be acting the fucking same the whole month.
I can tell. It's like a sixth sense you pick up.
That sounds so weird.
I was going to say something, but I won't.
Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah.
She's on her period.
I'm just saying, for me, I have never wanted to be a girl. I'm going to be honest. I've never wanted to be a girl. It's never been like that thing, because I remember...
No, but like you wouldn't try it for like a day?
I did, remember? You were there.
No, it's not the same.
Oh, bro, dude. Asmund and Miz looked so bad that day, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Like in a good way.
Oh.
Yeah, y'all look good, man. Especially Miz. Miz, oh man, something about them lips, bro. God damn. His mouth, bro.
No, I wouldn't want to be a girl. Absolutely not. Everything about it seems awful.
It is. Like the worst thing is you're not a man.
Well, you're nerfed, right? You're shorter. You're weaker.
What if you were like you're one not of those as really fast. Buff girls?
You're not as funny.
Yeah, you're not as funny. But besides that, you have to deal with a period. You have to deal with weird guys that are trying.
You already deal with weird guys.
Yeah, but you deal with more of them.
No.
I don't know about that. But there's a lot of that. And then let me see. What are some of the other debuffs? Anytime that you do something good, people get mad at you because it makes them insecure that a girl did it better than they did.
I just think that's funny.
And anytime you do something bad, people get mad at you because you should have done it better.
That's true.
It doesn't matter what you do, you're wrong.
Anyways, before we get any more based,
yeah.
You guys see the presidential debate?
Oh, yeah, I did. I watched the whole thing.
Some of my favorite media I've ever witnessed.
I was really impressed.
What'd your dad think?
My dad was like, man.
Yep.
Ain't that something?
Yep.
That's crazy.
It was an hour and a half or how long?
Yeah,
it was
an hour and a half.
Yep. Hour and a half of the biggest train wreck I've ever seen. I got to watch that while lifting weights with my homies at the gym.
Man.
And oh my God, even like the feeling in my gym when that was going on.
Yeah.
Of just everybody just being like,
damn.
Oh my God. These are them. It's like I had Twitch chat in real life. It was just like the state of American politics is just fucking nuts. I bet Hassan is having a fucking blast right now.
Why can't they just put new dudes in there?
Because the new dudes are worse. And people don't vote for them. The thing is that everybody on the internet thought that it was going to be Bernie that was going to take over and we were going to get rid of student loans and then have socialism and everything was going to be okay. And then you had the Southern Baptist church groups bus in armies of 65-year-old voters who put Biden in office. And that was a reality check for a lot of those young people. And I remember I had the same thing happen to me 10 years ago.
Okay, so I got some crazy questions for you.
Okay.
So first of all, I don't know the laws. Are you legally allowed to say who you're voting for?
Yeah.
What? What would they do if it was illegal? They're gonna shoot you.
I don't know. I thought there was. Yeah.
They're gonna snipe you. I voted for.
Yeah. I swear to God. Maybe I'm confused. Like, who are you voting for?
I haven't really decided. You're gonna vote Trump?
Absolutely. Okay.
If I had to choose between the two, I'd probably vote for Trump again.
Yep. Yeah. Best content there is.
Yeah.
Emmy, you feel comfortable saying?
I feel like this is like the worst thing you can say, honestly, is I don't really vote.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't vote last time.
This is my first time ever voting.
Yeah?
Ever. Yep, I'm going to do
it. I vote every time.
Yep, I couldn't be fun, but this time I'm down.
I'll go there. I will go there and just simply not vote, but I will go there and vote on other things.
I just think it'll be so funny if Trump wins again. And that I don't really think the president
does
anything.
Well, that way Biden can run again in 2028.
No, he can't.
Why do you think that won't
happen?
Because
he'll be dead.
No, see, that's what people thought last time.
Well, I mean,
he's immortal, pretty, dude.
Yeah. I just really feel that maybe. I just think he's kind of checked out. Swing better golf than him, so.
Yeah, no, why not? Like,
what
absolutely.
The fuck was he talking about, dude?
Wait, he said, I swing better golf than
he
him?
He did. Yes. And then he went on this, like, nobody posts the real crazy one. Mm. Everybody's like, oh, this is his mumbling and bumbling and shit around. But the real bad one was whenever he went on like a 1 minute tangent about all the ways that women can get raped from incest. I swear to God, he did. And he's like, oh, it could be an immigrant. It could be a family member.
Wait,
it could
who?
Be
Biden
a friend.
Said this?
Biden. And he's just listing it all out. And then everybody's like, could be the brother.
What the fuck?
And I was just like, and I feel like it was such a weird clip. Nobody even wants to post it again. Nobody wants to see this.
That's insane. Okay.
It was nuts.
I don't know what the point he was trying to make was.
I don't know what it was either.
Yeah.
But it was, I don't think he does.
I will say his speech afterwards.
It was so good.
He popped off.
Oh, yeah, may be a little bit slower. And
yeah.
I can't debate as good as I used to, but I can tell the truth.
It was like, well, no, you can't. You literally can't do that. Like, you spend an hour and a half saying nothing, man. What are you talking about?
Dude, his fucking writers were in there like, what the fuck do we say? Like, do we just address it or do we not? They're like, we're going in. We're going to address it.
Yeah. We got to say something, guys. We got to let them know that we know that there's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
No, I thought it was pretty funny. It was.
It was good entertainment. It's one of the first presidential debates I've also ever watched. So that was very, very, very exciting.
I've watched every single one ever since I was like 18 or 17 or something like that.
Yeah, I think,
know all about it.
I think I get it now.
Yeah?
Yeah. So out of curiosity, who was the last really good president we had?
Well, it depends on how you define really good.
Okay.
So for like image, I think Obama was really, really good.
For image, yeah, sure.
Like absolutely. Like he was so well spoken, no scandals, no bullshit. Before him, probably besides the last thing, Clinton. Clinton was like very well liked. A lot of people liked him, but I was like a kid then.
Was Clinton the guy who had sex with a woman?
Yeah, yeah. He got his dick sucked. He didn't really have sex, but yeah.
Okay. I get that.
And so, yeah, there was that. But besides that, yeah, it was probably, yeah, I liked
Obama. Are Bill and Hillary still together?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good for them.
I don't know. I mean, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, they're what? Probably like
78 or something like that.
Is Hillary going to run again?
Probably. I mean, the thing is that at this point, guys, everybody thought there's no way this can happen. And then it happened, right? So anybody who's saying there's no way this is going to happen, whatever your stupid idea is, it probably could happen. Don't ever discount it.
If there were to be a female president.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
Okay.
Everybody knows that. But let's say what if.
Oh, Oprah.
Oprah?
Yeah.
No, Michelle Obama. They should run Michelle Obama. If they're going to bring somebody.
I agree.
Yeah, absolutely. She was pretty well liked. She was involved with Barack Obama. People remember her positively, right? There are people that think that she's a dude, actually. They call her Big Mike.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this.
Yeah, this is funny.
They think that she's trans.
Yep.
But it's those people that like think that like a ton of celebrities are trans.
Investigators.
Yeah,
that's what they're called.
They think a ton of female celebrities are trans.
Like, yeah. Who?
Just like a lot of them. Most
really?
Of them.
Yeah.
Okay. If you think of any examples, let me know. That I've never heard of that before. Ever.
I mean, I don't really pay a lot of attention to it.
I mean,
they're
just crazy people.
Yeah, I get that. So is Obama from America or no?
He is. There was controversy whether he was born in Kenya or not. But yeah, I mean, he was from America. Sure.
And now,
a word from our sponsors.
Attention, Steak and Egg podcast enjoyers. Did you know we also have a Patreon? That's right, you can get even more Steak and Eggs goodness by heading over to patreon.com/steakandeggs. We've got a whole bunch of different tiers that all unlock extra bonus, super deluxe, supreme exclusive reward content, so you can go check it out to directly support our podcast. Here's a quick sample of what kind of goods you may be missing out on.
You know what's really been pissing me off lately? I just don't understand why in the fuck. And to be honest, I'd rather just fucking. To be honest, they. Disgusting. That's just my opinion, though.
Not to mention, if we have enough supporters, we may just start feeding Jay. I personally don't think that it's super important, because he may start getting lazy on the job. But I'm not 100% against it, or whatever. Jay, do you have anything to say to our potential Patreon members out there? Great, Jay. I think that was well said. So head on over to patreon.com/steakandeggs to support the podcast and get even more stuff.
So, you know what the hardest part of Twitch streaming is for me?
What's that?
Not texting minors.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's just there's so many accidents that can happen, right?
I know. So...
So are we going to talk about the doc stuff? I'm ready to talk about the doc stuff. Glenn. Okay.
I didn't know if we were going to talk about it or not.
I can talk about it. Absolutely.
Great. Yeah, I would love to know. And I also know something very crazy. I'm not even kidding you. I have insider knowledge.
Something that
nobody else knows because I know someone involved personally.
Okay. So you're not going to say it though, right?
No, I'm going to say it.
Okay. Say it.
I'll say it after we get through the scoop.
Okay. So ask me a question about it and I can answer it. Right?
So what the fuck happened with Doc?
Well, what happened was we don't know how this explicitly happened, whether it was reported from a user or reported from a Twitch employee. I don't think that much was made clear. That Doc was having communications with a minor through the Twitch DMs. Seems like kind of a mistake to do that. Mm-hmm. So he's DMing this girl. And,
which, by the way, I was told there were some parameters where apparently you have to be 18 and up to use Twitch Whispers. Is that true or no?
That's not true.
No.
Okay, great.
It's just simply not true.
Great.
And he was doing that. He was texting this girl and everybody, or not, actually, to be fair, it was never stated that it was a female, mm-hmm. as far as I know. And he also was trying to get a trans person, like a male to female trans person, to do like cam shows for him. Mm. So there's a chance it could be a guy. I don't really know, but that's what happened.
Do you think that changes the story at all if it's a dude versus a girl?
Of course it does, of course, because societally people see it different. That's of why course. Every time there's like a female, molester and there's a middle schooler and the woman's half attractive, there's like 50 guys. Sad. 50 guys that are 50 with their wraparound sunglasses. Man, where was she when I was in school?
Yeah.
That's
you
so
know
fucked,
that?
So nasty.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, exactly. And so, yeah, you got that kind of stuff. And so, anyway, the age of the individual was never known. What was discussed was
by
not...
By all parties or by Doc?
I think that Doc knew.
Yeah.
And other people said that he knew.
But there's no proof right now?
But he didn't say he didn't know.
Okay.
And logically, if I was talking to somebody underage and people got mad at me for it and I didn't know it, I would want them to know that little detail.
Absolutely.
So how is it that you didn't say this? Like you just forgot to say this? I mean, come on. Yeah. Of course.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. It's crazy to me that no one leaked it until now because I heard that exact story around the time that it happened because I was friends with someone who worked for one of the biggest YouTubers at the time and someone at YouTube told them. So like people were taught, I mean, I'm sure like no one talked because it wasn't confirmed, but I just can't believe no one ever like said or hinted at anything like in all this time. It's because like there were people that knew. I think they just didn't have confirmation.
Why is Twitch not being held accountable for...
For what?
For not disclosing what happened.
Well, because they did. They did disclose what happened. They cooperated. So basically, whenever a company has evidence or a reasonable suspicion that a crime like this has been committed, they are actually, as far as I know, you can correct me in the comments if I'm wrong, they are obligated to report it to the enforcement agencies.
Okay.
So it was reported, and this has been confirmed later on, that it was actually reported. It's just that they didn't act on it. So why did the agency not act on it?
Yeah.
Pretty simple two options, right? Number one, it was a person that wasn't actually underage and he was getting catfished. And number two, it was a person that did not want to cooperate with the investigation, which I think would logically track because this person never came out and made any public statement about it.
Yeah.
And they didn't say anything bad because if they had cooperated, maybe Doc would have gotten in actual legal trouble.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's what makes sense.
Okay. And anything else or is that pretty much the whole story?
So he got suspended for that. Mm-hmm. And then, well, like he, like this is the part that like I don't understand. The only missing puzzle piece for me is if Doc used your platform to contact minors in a way that he even acknowledges in his own statement was inappropriate. This is 100% like teams of lawyers write contracts for like the level that Doc was at. Teams of lawyers. There is something that's referred to as a morality clause. You heard of this?
I have heard of this.
Yeah, right. So it's like if you do something that like makes us look horrible or you do some like terrible, like you were eating kittens, right? Or something like that.
Yep.
And it's not necessarily against the law, but it's just so bad and so morally bad that we have to break the contract with you. How is it that this does not qualify for that? Because you know that they had to have had at least some degree of clause in that. Also on top of that, contacting people that are underage and being sexual is in the TOS now. And I think it was even then as well, just as a legal obligation that they had to have in the TOS. So how is it that this person can break the terms of service, probably break the agreement that he actually signed with you specifically, and still get paid out?
Yeah.
Why did they pay out his Twitch contract? That's the part that I don't understand.
I agree, because he brings that up quite a bit.
Why did they pay him out?
I guess we'll have to find that out soon.
We're probably never going to know, realistically.
Okay.
Yeah, it's probably not going to happen.
So here's the other thing that I was wondering. Did you see the thing that he had involved with the, what's it called, the transsexual sex worker?
I knew about that before it happened, or before it came out.
So what's your opinion on that?
It's bad.
Do you think it's real?
Yes.
Why do you think it's real?
Because I know a person that knows the person directly and they told me about it before it happened. Like I knew about this 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
So here's my problem. I know a person who also knows that person. And they've told me that they're a massive fucking troll.
Yeah, maybe both is true. They could be a massive troll. But the truth is that if they were a massive troll and they were making up public bullshit like this, they would be putting themselves in, somebody's like fucking sites to like have a 7-figure, 8-figure defamation lawsuit.
That's very true.
So I don't think that somebody would do that randomly.
Yeah. That and being also, said, like Doc doing that in full character was insane.
Of course.
Did you read it?
I didn't read it. It's just I saw what happened. I was like, yeah, it probably happened.
Yeah, he was in full character the entire time.
And I would go to venture even farther, and I would say that we probably haven't heard the last person talk about it.
I agree.
I think that, if there's one thing I've learned about situations like this is that, when there's one, there's many.
Doc messaged me, actually.
Oh, yeah? What did he say?
Yeah, he killed me in a game of PUBG after I stream sniped him.
Yeah?
He was the first one I ever stream sniped.
Ooh.
Yep. He whooped my ass.
It is. It's very sad because Doc was a great personality. And I want to emphasize something. It's like a lot of people like get caught up in like the age of consent and everything, like how old was the person, et cetera. If this person was 19, I think we can all acknowledge that Doc is really not a person who's good at making decisions.
Yeah.
Just in general.
Yep.
Like filming in a bathroom.
Yep.
Bad decision. Cheating on your wife. Bad decision.
Yep.
Going live randomly for your return stream and then not going live again for like another 3 days and fucking up your return stream momentum. Stupid decision.
Yep.
It gets better.
Okay.
Do you know who David Icke is?
No.
Do you know who David Icke is?
No.
Oh boy. So David Icke is a Australian conspiracy theorist who popularized the idea that people that are like in positions of power in the government are reptile overlords.
Mm-hmm. That's just common knowledge.
Doc listens to him. Yep. Doc was talking about he's got a lot of good ideas. And this was like, and then the shungite crystals, right? So you're going to put—
Wait, that wasn't a joke?
No.
So—
No.
So the way that that works is that these—
I never knew that. I thought that was like a bit.
No, he's 100% dead ass.
No, no.
I always thought that was a bit.
So this is the thing, right? Is that if you have an apple tree what fruit are you going to get from an apple tree?
Apples.
If you have a dumbass, what fruit are you going to get from a dumbass?
Dumbass.
Dumbass takes. Dumbass decisions. Doc is crazy. Like, he's done so many completely fucking stupid things. Like, crazy. And the thing is, like, remember whenever he said stupid fucking mistakes, man? You know he's thinking back on probably 20 of these other things that we don't know about. This guy is not a good decision maker.
Yeah.
At all.
He's really fucking not, man.
Really not a good one. Yes, Andy, there it is.
Oh, yeah. So can I read this? Anyways, bought a whole bunch of Shungite rocks. Do you know what Shungite is? Anybody know what Shungite is? No, not Shungite. I think he's locked up in prison. I'm talking Shungite. Anyways, it's a 2 billion year old like rock stone that protects against frequencies and unwanted frequencies that may be traveling in the air. That's my story. I bought a whole bunch of this stuff, put it around the La Casa, little pyramids, stuff like that. Bro, I love that. It's so funny, dude.
I always thought that this was just a bit, like, for his character.
No, it's not. That's real. And you know how you know it's real? Do you remember whenever we went to the witch store?
Yes.
And
yeah, no, they said, like, it protects against...
Isn't that crazy, huh? It's a big
joke.
Well,
I thought that, like, he knew about that and was like, oh, I'll pretend to be, like, a conspiracy...
I'm pretending. Spiritual guy. I'm just pretending, guys.
What if he was thinking when he was pretending to text the miner? Guys, this will be so funny when we talk about this.
Yeah.
What a prank.
Yeah. I have to make a YouTube video about this.
Oh, Jesus. God.
Yeah, no, I think he'll come back and probably still streaming it on YouTube and maybe go to Kick, right? And, you know.
I do think Kick will accept him with open arms.
I agree.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think so, too. Yeah, it's going to be a crazy, crazy, crazy fucking couple
weeks. The problem
with
Kick is, though, unless you're, like, going out being a public nuisance, like, does anybody get viewers on that platform for actually playing games?
Yeah, people, I mean, like, playing games, it doesn't really have that big of an audience. Yeah. But, yeah, sure, people get an audience over there. It's just a lot smaller than Twitch, naturally, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, that should about do it this week, huh?
I guess. I mean, I can go through fucking 4 more hours about controversies.
I know.
So yeah, we can wrap it up right there.
It was actually a lot more of an eventful week than I remembered.
Yeah.
Because there was still so much other shit we could talk about, but it was a good ass week. I'm glad we did an episode where we got to sit down and talk again. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a bit. It's been a while.
Yeah. Should we read any YouTube comments?
Yeah, I can do that.
Cool.
Oh, God. From the cutie Luke. It's like those TikTok videos where they take a homeless guy, shopping and get him living support. Okay.
Wow, we're such good, helpful people.
Yeah, I read a lot of comments like that. All right, you guys get to read the other ones.
Always thankful that Emmy and Tech don't take Aslan for a walk every now and then.
Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Jesus.
I really love the IRL content. Watching Aslan outside of the studio is like watching a nature documentary. It really is, man. I like your goblin pose when you walk around. And then great video... Why was Tecton such a great salesman in the bed store? It's like he was working for a commission. Because I wanted Aspen to have a good bed, man. You know? Because I think, okay, so here's the thing. We got Aspen a new car. Awesome. Now we get him a new bed. Awesome, right? And slowly over time, he's going to have a brand new house. He's going to get the Scarlet Rot debuff cleansed from his soul.
Temporarily.
Yep. And it's going to be good. And then the final one. Don't let the clocks distract you from that.
I can't believe Emmy couldn't tell the time on the clock.
You.
That's bad.
Okay, but
that's
my
really
defense
bad.
Is from the angle I was at, which is like, I was looking up at it like this, you know. I was seeing the slivers, and the second hand and the minute hand looked the same.
Are you implying that people aren't
smart?
Do
you like
smart?
Just lying? Because like, that's like not what happened.
No, I am telling you.
She is.
Look,
they looked the same to me.
Wait, I actually think that... No, I actually believe this.
I don't.
She's actually too short to be able to get a good frame of reference.
You're like 5'8",
no?
5'8"?
No, you're like 5'3".
I'm 5'9".
5'9". Well, how tall are you actually?
9 centimeters.
Oh, damn. Yeah. That's rough, bro. Yeah, I'm hoping this comes to fruition, but I think we're going to be doing a special sometime before the end of the year where Aspen and Emmy... are going to take me to the history museum.
Oh, boy.
And they're going to teach me about everything. I really hope that happens. I really do.
We'll
I'm going to be honest. Me too. Yeah, I'm excited to see that. Yeah, if we do that, you'll know about it. So,
and that was for y'all's recommendations. So thank you for commenting. And thank you for subscribing to our Patreon too. It's been awesome.
So thank you guys very much for watching. We appreciate it, and we'll see you all in the next one. Peace. Little glimmer that